You know, I think at the time I was right around 200 pounds. I didn't feel like I was, quote, overweight, but, you know, wasn't sleeping as well, a lot of stress. You know, I still worked out a lot and certainly wasn't seeing the results from all the time I'd put in the gym. And so, you know, you and I started working together just over 4 months ago and, you know, went from around 200 pounds down to a low of 176 and a half. I'm about 180 right now, but that's putting on some muscle back on, like we talked about. So in all honesty, it's a complete body transformation. That's obviously, you know, great, that part of it. But the other part that people don't probably give enough credit to is just how much better I'm sleeping, how much I just say less stress in my life. I'm able to deal with it more and I just feel better. I'm more productive at work. You know, I'm leaner. I feel great. And that's probably the best thing I've gotten out of it.
In this episode, you'll hear Trevor's story. Trevor is a successful commercial real estate broker who is having some issues. He had some problems sleeping. He was feeling stressed. He was working out hard, doing 3 times a week with weights and 3 times a week with his Peloton, but he wasn't seeing the return on investment for his time and effort. So in this episode, you're going to learn how Trevor transformed his body, improved his sleep, started waking up feeling energized, started dominating not just his day, but in his business, and did it all in 4 months. In fact, he went from 17.5% body fat to 12.5% body fat in 4 months. And the best part, he did it while going through a massive career transition and navigating an active social life. So he was out there drinking and socializing and eating in steak restaurants and traveling. So without further ado, let's jump into this conversation with Trevor. Hey, what's up, Trevor? Thanks for coming on the show today and sharing your story.
Yeah, no problem.
So let's jump right in. First, can you introduce yourself? Can you talk about the amazing transformation you had, how much weight you lost, what your body fat changed to, anything else that you want to share with people listening? And then we'll dive into how all that happened.
Sure. Quick introduction. Trevor Cafori, live in Portland, Oregon. Just, you know, had one of those epiphanies where I felt like it was time to get my butt back in shape. And, you know, my wife had been listening to your podcast for quite a while and she turned me on to it. And it took a few months and I finally got back from a trip and said, you know, it's time for a change. And, you know, I think at the time I was right around 200 pounds. I didn't feel like I was, quote, overweight, but, you know, wasn't sleeping as well, a lot of stress. You know, I still worked out a lot and certainly wasn't seeing the results from all the time I'd put in the gym. And so, you know, you and I started working together just over 4 months ago and, you know, went from around 200 pounds down to a low of 176 and a half. I'm about 180 right now, but that's putting on some muscle back on, like we talked about. So in all honesty, it's a complete body transformation. That's obviously, you know, great, that part of it. But the other part that people don't probably give enough credit to is just how much better I'm sleeping, how much I just say less stress in my life. I'm able to deal with it more and I just feel better. I'm more productive at work. You know, I'm leaner. I feel great. And that's probably the best thing I've gotten out of it.
You feel great. That's the best thing. Yeah. I mean, we kind of like tell a story about, oh, well, it's just the weight, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's more superficial, but what would you say to that?
Well, I truly believe that once you go through the process and if you really stick with it, you know, you will have less stress, even if you have the same stresses, you just deal with them better. So maybe it's not less, it's just the way you deal with them. The other thing is just for me, as you remember, Ted, I wasn't sleeping very well. And I think losing as much body fat as I did has really helped my sleeping and the nutritional aspects of what we do. You know, yeah, it can be hard at the beginning, but it becomes a lot easier and it becomes like kind of your way of life, so to speak. It's not a it's not a chore. It's more just, you know, it's sustainable. And I think that's one of the big keys as well. I think I went from, you know, over 18% body fat down to 12%. And, you know, that's a pretty big change. And that was only in about 2.5 months. And so I'm, you know, I'd be curious to see where I am today, but, yeah, no, it's been a fun transformation.
Yeah. And we got to, or not you, but I have to be a little bit careful in sharing your story because you had such an amazing transformation. And certainly some people are capable of it. We've got another client. I showed you John's transformation. Yeah. That was next level. Of course, he had a lot more fat than you to lose. He was not 18% body fat when he started. He was much more than that. Yeah. But crazy transformation. But I also love your story because it's an example. I feel like you were ready to take action. You were just like, okay, just tell me what to do. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to make it happen. Can you talk to, can you share where you were and what your mindset was before?
I think, you know, and you make this point on your podcast is, you know, you have to be ready to do it. You can't. Mm-hmm. Go into this thing and, you know, excuse the expression, half-ass it, right? You can't, you've got to go in and you have to be ready mentally to go through the change. And I luckily reached a point where I was ready for a change. And I knew there's some parts of my life that I wanted to improve. And that's actually a very good point, because if you're not mentally there, then you're not going to have success. And then it's going to be a frustrating experience as opposed to one that you start seeing results and, you know, you start feeling better about yourself. And yeah, I mean, there's obviously the vanity part where you look better, but I keep going back to just how I feel at the end of the day. That's just is such a big differentiator in the stresses that we've all had over the last couple of years. And, you know, with the world today, it's good to have something that you can do for yourself that makes you, you know, you have a goal and you set out every single day to accomplish something. And that's been very beneficial for me.
Amazing. And let's talk a little bit about your situation, what you were doing before. So you mentioned that you were training regularly. You've been doing that for a long time. Can you talk a little bit about what you were doing as far as training and maybe some of the other things that you've tried to get in shape in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I lifted weights at least 3 days a week. I did the Peloton 3 days a week. I was, you know, high intensity interval training. I was sweating. I felt like I was getting these great workouts. And I mean, it was very kind of strange either to plateau or even to put on a few pounds. And, you know, I look at my pictures from before and after, and you just kind of go, man, that's crazy. And I never thought I ate very, you know, poorly. And you make a very good point. Like, you can't, you know, if you want a sandwich, have a sandwich, right? And, you know, but you've got to budget for the day. So you just got to have, and that resonated with me. Like, I can still have a turkey sandwich, right? But I don't need to douse it in mayo. And I may not have to have the whole sandwich. I can have half and I'm still satisfied at the end of the day. Like, that, there's just things like that resonated for me. But I was a big snacker. Like, I would, you know, have French fries and I would eat potato chips. I have three kids and there's just stuff laying around. And that, you know, that was a very easy thing for me to kind of give up. You know, I still occasionally have a few potato chips and I occasionally have some French fries. So, I mean, like, if you deprive yourself of that stuff, I think you won't be successful, but you can't just sit there and eat the whole, you know, large French fry, or you can't, like you and I talked about, you can't eat the whole bag of cashews, you know. Eat 15 of them and eat them slow and enjoy it, right? And I'm doing that more. I'm actually enjoying my food probably more now, instead of just, I used to call it like board eating, you know, where you're just kind of sitting there throwing stuff in your mouth. And I always just thought, because I was athletic and I played college sports, I could kind of work, you know, I could get a workout, and so I could eat, you know, eat whatever I wanted because I worked out so hard. And that's just not really the case. And that's what I found, you know, through your program.
Yeah. And let's talk about that a little bit. One of the questions, I don't get it much anymore, but a question that I've been asked so many times when I first started doing the coaching program is like, what are the foods that I'm going to have to eat?
Right.
Because there's this perception that it's like, here are the foods I love to eat. And then here are like these healthy foods that I should be eating, but I can't stand them. They're boring, or, you know, I just feel like I'm giving up my life. how would you, now you've never been on a diet, is that correct? Like a strict diet?
Never dieted in my life until, and I don't even call this a diet, by the way. This was just a lifestyle change.
A lifestyle change. Can you talk about what we did, what the challenges were, how you worked through it? I would love for you to give like a little bit of a play-by-play so someone could understand like what are the things that actually happen. It's not that, hey, yeah, you like eating sandwiches, no more sandwiches. You got to eat salad and chicken breast. Right. So can you share that?
Yeah. I mean, like you and I talked about this a lot too. I do a lot of entertaining for my job. I have a lot of work dinners. I travel for business. Those are just things where you just have to be a little bit more disciplined when you go out to eat. I mean, I still have a filet mignon every couple of weeks, right? It's not like I never have a steak anymore, but am I getting the bone-in ribeye? You know, no, I'm not doing the bone-in ribeye anymore. It's not even that I love those things. It was just, I felt like I could have a 1200 calorie steak and I'd be able to work it off the next day in the gym. Now you eat, you know, call it 4 to 6 ounce, you know, lean filet, and I have steamed vegetables on the side, and I have, you know, if you want some mashed potatoes, have some, but have a small portion. Like that's what I've kind of realized through this, and what worked for me was more portion control and just and not getting like the spinach sauteed in butter, right? Like you get the steamed vegetables. Like I don't miss that other stuff. I mean, and maybe that may be tough for some people, like you said, like they're like, oh, I'm gonna miss all those things. I don't miss them. The other misnomer is, and I know you don't drink anymore, but you know, a lot of people who go into this thing, they have friends who part of their social life is going out for drinks and cocktails. So yeah, at the beginning, you're not going to drink, right? You may have a glass of wine once a week or something, but you can still, as long as it fits in your budget, have a glass of wine at night, a few times a week, or two glasses of wine, like I've had when I go out to entertain, and you just don't, you don't overindulge. You don't wake up hungover. So you're able to do your workouts and you're able to stay on the, I don't want to say the nutrition path, but on the path to eating correctly. And that helped me a lot. I mean, it's not, you know, you and I talked about this. It's not about if you just try to abstain from everything and give it all up, you probably won't be successful if it's something that you truly enjoy. You just have got to find your times to do it. And you just don't need to do it. Like I overindulged in stuff, you know, not that I was the raging alcoholic or, you know, I feel like I more ate too much. You know, I would sit down and, you know, I would crush the whole steak. And if I'm full, I'm just going to stop eating, you know, and those are things. And, you know, I know I'm talking for a while here, but you kind of asked me about this, you know, getting started, with anything is hard. It's different, but it's not. If you've set your mind to it and you really focus on it and you see results, you'll keep the motivation. And I think that's like my best advice to people is like, you kind of have to just not persevere, but you got to kind of stick with it and be energized, be motivated at the beginning. When you see the results, I think your motivation continues and then it's a lot easier to sustain it.
Yeah. And to put what you're saying in context too, you wanted to get down, you were at like 18% body fat, you wanted to get down to veins on your abs lean.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
And so if you see your photo, it's super impressive. So for someone listening thinking, oh man, I like this spinach sauteed in butter, you can actually have more of those things. But if you're 20% body fat and your goal is to like, I just want to get under 20% body fat to like 18 or maybe 15, what Trevor wanted was to get super lean. Someone just told you, Trevor, that you had the nicest body. You had like a perfect body. So if you want to get to that level, you've got to tighten up your skills. You've got to be on top of your moderation. What were you saying there?
Oh, no, I just said that. Now you're embarrassing me on this thing, but that's
all right. Yeah. Hey, yeah. I mean, that's a great thing. Yeah. You know, when we start getting that feedback. So Trevor, I would love to, I wanted to put that in context. Can you talk a little bit about the experience of going out to eat and the vacations that you've taken? You weren't as strict when you do those things, right? Can you talk a little bit about how you've made it work for you?
Yeah. I mean, you gave me some great advice at the beginning, because you knew I had to travel and these things, but you know, I pack the protein with me on every single trip. I bring my bands. I do a hotel workout. You know, I also, you know, have the supplements now that we're, you know, a little further along. So that, you know, taking the protein powder, like, really helps curb your appetite. Like, so that was easier. So I didn't feel like I sometimes would do that before I went out to eat. So I would just order, you know, a chicken Caesar salad without dressing on the side. And what I found dressing on the side, I still dip it, right? I still enjoy my food. I just, you know, you douse it in that dressing. And the more I've, you know, gotten into this program, you realize how many calories are in that. You might as well have a cheeseburger with some of the amount of dressing they put on salads. So there's just kind of changing my train of thought when I go out. When I go out to eat, I go out with a plan, Ted. So I kind of, you know, I look at a menu before I go, you know, or I just kind of go in and I say, you know, I'm gonna have the chicken Caesar tonight. And I mean, I'm telling you, and for everybody out there, like, when you go out to eat and you see the cheeseburger come by, or you see the ribeye, and you know, there are times and you're going, man, I would really like to order that. But then you kind of look at yourself and you go, I feel a lot better not eating that, right? I mean, that's a big mental change for me. And that's what happened when I traveled more. And you also, when you look at yourself and you have people tell you how much different you look now, I mean, I don't see it, right? I don't feel like I look different, but I mean, it's a daily occurrence for me now. And I'm, you know, I at the beginning, I was very, I didn't know really know what to say. I still kind of flounder, and I'm like, you know, I say, oh God, you look great too. I don't really know what's, you know, you've lost so much weight. The other thing that Ted doesn't tell you is that you have to go buy all new clothes. So that's kind of that. That's just a really, my wife loves it. She loves to go shop. So she doesn't buy me all these things, but it's, you know, that's a big change too. I mean, my waist size went from a 34 to a 31, you know? So that's obviously the proof's in the pudding, and I don't feel like I'm overly lean. You know, I feel like I'm really in good shape.
Amazing. And what I would ask too is, like, you talked about how it's more than just the vanity change. You look different,
yeah.
But in some ways you're like, I don't feel like I look that different, right? You just said something to that effect. Of course, when we look, you didn't have veins on your abs before, but there is something kind of like, it's more the energetic feeling. Can you talk about how that's changed in other areas of your life? Has it impacted your relationship with your wife, Julie, with your children, at work? What would have been some of the things the changes that have happened that maybe you didn't even expect to happen?
Yeah, I think, you know, and you brought this up to me a few times just in the, you know, our first couple calls, just more anxious, you know, just a little bit more, just not, I stress is kind of, I mean, stress, anxiety are kind of go hand in hand a little bit, but that's probably the biggest change, is just the ability to just be more focused. And I'm telling you, like, I'm much better at my job now. I'm much better at being present with, like, my kids and my wife than I was before. And that was very unexpected. But I think it was more that I just didn't, I was tired at night. I get home from work and I'm like, oh my God, I'm beat. I'm exhausted. And then I don't sleep very well, right? And then the pattern kind of continues. Now I'm in a situation where I, you know, I mean, obviously I am working out a lot, but I love that part of it. But I also love just, I mean, I feel like the end of the day, like by 9:30 or 10, I am tired and ready for bed, but at 6:30 or 7, when I'm having dinner with my family, I'm more present. I feel great. I have energy now that I didn't have before. And so it's like, it's sustaining me throughout the whole day. Amazing. That's probably the biggest change and the most unexpected.
You also said that it's helped you with your business.
Yeah.
Now, obviously this is, you know, I'm not a trust fund baby, right? I have to, it's a business, right?
Yeah.
I got to work.
Yeah.
So it was an investment.
Yeah.
How do you look at the investment and the return on it in terms of what you're going on to do with the energy that you have, the focus, the present that you have at work?
I mean, you know, obviously it's a 4-month program with you. And as you know, I signed on just kind of a maintenance for the rest of the year. Just, you know, I want to maintain it, if not improve over the next 7 months. I think the fear that anyone has is you know, they've worked so hard to achieve results. You don't want to lose it, right? I mean, that's kind of the big thing. I mean, I want to keep going. I want to make this not just a 4 month or 6 month deal. I want to make this like my new way of life. And so far that's the way it feels. And that works for me. And I would, you know, encourage everyone that's go in with that mindset. Like that's just, it's a mindset. And I also love that, you know, you're going to have times in your life when you can't do 45 minutes in the gym or a half hour in the gym. There's a 20 minute workout. There's a 40 minute, there's an hour, you know, depending upon your time, you've got to always figure out how to make the most out of your time that you have. And we all, I mean, time's the most, is so precious, and we don't have tons of extra time. So, I mean, you kind of made that very clear in this process. Like you're going to have times when you can't do your hour workout, you can do your half hour, and that helps too. So you still feel like you're accomplishing something. And that, for me, that was, you know, again, very beneficial.
Yeah. Another thing that comes to mind is that when we were working together, one thing that I feel like that we all do as people, I do this too. I hope I don't do it as much, but we look at someone, say someone like you, and we knew you 4 months ago, and then we see you now, and it's like, oh man, he must be like, you know, he must, things must have gotten better for him, or it was easy for him to do. But you actually had quite a few challenges to navigate, even a career, a bit of a shift happening in your career. Can you talk about like, how do we work together to make sure that you're still getting results through that big transition?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I think without having something like this during a massive career change, would have been hard. This was a great way for me to have something else to think about and to focus on while I let this other, you know, transition occur. You know, that's never easy, but you know, I think you can resort to eating, you can resort to alcohol, you can resort to other things that make you think ease your stress and make your life better, when in fact they probably increase your stress, both those things. So for me, this was just, it was absolutely perfect timing that this gave me the opportunity to have something else that was such a positive in my life and something to really focus on. And I mean, I'm probably making it sound harder than it is, because it's a challenge at first, but it's not like it's so hard that you can't do it. You know what I mean? Or that you're pushing yourself too hard, but certainly, you know, fitness, nutrition, you always hear that they go hand in hand, and you need to have nutrition first. And, you know, that's just such a big one for me. And it's, you know, what I find hard now is like, people want to talk a little bit about this, but I don't know how much they really want to hear. And I'm like, I watch people in the gym for hours and they're grinding, they're sweating like crazy. I'm like, man, you need to get on you need to start doing some weights, and and you can't go have the cheeseburger and four beers after you work out. That's just not going to work, you know? But that's just a different mindset I have now. I see things a lot differently than I did before. But again, I mean, I hope I answered your question, but it short answer is it helped me tremendously to get through the transition.
Yeah, you're pointing out that hard work is overrated if it's not directed properly, right?
Exactly.
Janitors work hard. It's an honest profession, but you're not going to reach past a certain level of financial success by the income that you make on that alone without some investing, right? So
I can't stress enough though I don't want to use the word clarity keeps coming to my mind, but I'm so much, again, so much more focused and clear in what I'm doing now every single day.
And why do you feel that way? Why is that?
Well, I just think that,
what do you think that is?
I think I'm sleeping better.
Right.
I have better energy. I mean, the confidence is more just in how I feel as opposed to how I look, to be brutally honest. Like I really think it's more just, I have this, like I go in, I feel great. It's not like I had to go into meetings and talk myself into this. Hey, you got this presentation, let's be upbeat. Now I go in, I already feel that way. Does that make sense? I mean, it's more of like, you can't hide that. When someone comes in, they're like, man, you look good. You got that smile on your face. You just got this kind of glow about you. Like you know, and that's how I feel. And that comes across to other people, which is why I say I think it's helped my business. You know, during my move, my business has thrived. So that's a huge, huge positive.
What would you say was the hardest part of all this in the past 4 months?
I think, I mean, for me, the hardest part was getting started and it was actually signing up. Do you know what I mean? To make the commitment is probably, because like I said, I've been listening to you. My wife has listened to you. She's like, I think this guy is the right guy for you. Like, she's very into health and wellness. And she's like, I think he can do great things. I think he's the kind of guy that will give it to you straight, which is what you need. You don't need BS. You need someone who's going to tell you, this is what you need to do. This is how we're going to get there. You have a roadmap, you know, to success. That's kind of the way I look. I'm goal oriented. This is how I'm going to get there. But yeah, I think the hardest part is actually just kind of looking inside yourself and saying, now's the time, and then committing to it, you know? And I think that's where a lot of people, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who are like, I'm going to call Ted. And I'm like, I don't think they're going to call Ted, but you know, I mean, because they ask about the coach, but you know, if you really want to do it, you'll do it. And then if you have that mental state, you'll be successful.
Right. What would you say to someone who's maybe been listening for a while and let's say they're on the fence about working with me? They're into the idea of maybe working with a coach, but they're not sure if I bring the goods. What would you say to them, honestly?
Well, I think you definitely bring the goods. I mean, I see people in the gym, and everybody does, that have their personal trainers and whatnot. So you don't have, you know, you're not in the gym with me working out, right? I've got videos. I've worked out before. I was probably a little bit ahead of some of your clients, just in that I knew how to do a lot of this stuff. But you gave me a lot of exercises I've never done. So, you know, I would say the one thing that people will have to just, you know, I had to ask a few questions, you know, of a trainer, like, hey, what's the right thing for the isometric lunge? Or can you show me where the weight belt is? Or if I can't use the weight belt, is there another way to do that, you know, to hold the weight when I do my pull-ups or, you know, whatever. And so that was easy for me, but that's the only thing I could see that's like, that was the only like challenge. And some, it, you know, it's just, was the workouts. The food part is from day one, you have an app, the world's on apps now. That's why we all live our lives. So it's very easy for me to follow, and it's very easy for anyone to see how they're doing. I think there's this, you know, this misnomer that, you know, you mentioned this real early on, like drinking a green juice, like, oh God, I'm drinking 2 green juices a day, but you've just had 1200 calories, you know? So like, you can't do that. That's actually, it's counterintuitive, but you think you're eating healthy and you're not. That's where I think a lot of people miss, and where you have this kind of like, I use the app as a guide to make sure, and as a budget, right? Like we talked about, to make sure that I'm staying in line. And those are the things that, you know, I would tell people that you got to be ready to do.
Got to be ready to do it, right? And I'm not there. So what I hear you saying is you've got to have some experience for this to go the best. I've had some really inexperienced clients, but for the most part, the people who definitely get the best results have more experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you can do it with less experience in the gym. And I think, you know, I don't know a lot of your clients are obviously, but you know, if you can start really slow. And the nice thing about you is that you can do 4 months, you can do 6 months, you can do a year, you know, depending upon your progress, or if you need, you know, you guys adjust to how people are doing. And some people may need a little more handholding, and some people may be able to go on their own earlier that have more experience. But you know, you're willing to, you know, I remember I took videos of some of the workouts I was doing, and you were able to say, God, Trev, you're going a little too fast. You know, let's try this. And once we slowed everything down, I feel as like when I really took it to the next level, like in terms of, you know, muscle growth and then the abs coming in and those kind of things, which just being more, can't even remember the exact, I have it written down, but just mind to muscle, right?
Mind muscle connection. You know? That's right.
Mind to muscle connection. I mean, I when I work out now, that's, I think about it all the time, just mind to muscle. Those are the, I say it to myself when I'm working out.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, yeah. Trevor, thanks so much for doing this. It's one of the things that's been most requested is I want to hear how someone did this and what their experience was, and not necessarily just working with me, but what their experience was in transforming their body, what the real challenges were, how they happened, what were the results besides the lost weight. So you did a great job sharing your story today. And thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
Yeah. Thank you, Ted. Yeah.
Well, see you on the next call. And again, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, you got it.
If you relate to Trevor's story, if you're feeling like you're doing well in life, in your business, your career, your relationships, but you're feeling a bit out of shape, stressed, maybe even a little sleep deprived, and you really want to make a change, I can tell you two things. You've got two options. You can try doing it on your own and continuing to do it. And for sure, you're a smart person. And in 5 of 10 years of dedicated study, you'll be mastering it and probably just as good as me, or maybe not. But if you feel like you want to create this transformation hands-on together, you can set up a 15-minute strategy call. We can talk for roughly 15 minutes and map out an action plan for you to reach your goals, fix your lifestyle, decrease your stress. In other words, get the results that Trevor talked about. So if that's interesting to you, here's what to do next. Go to legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. That's legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. Select your call time, complete the application form, and show up to your call. Simple as that. Hope you enjoyed this one and looking forward to speaking with you soon.